Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So when I left here Friday, Lee, Fox News had finally confirmed that the federal government was allowing illegal immigrants to fly on domestic flights with no ID.
Really?
Yeah. So that whole part where you got to get up early when you fly on a plane, got to get there an hour too early, that's just for citizens.
Oh, okay.
Not for illegals. And they'd actually confirmed it and done a story on it that they were like, well, we just give them, you know, the paper they get when we catch them at the border and then we put them on the plane, even if they don't have a valid ID.
Gee, if I could get hold of one of those, I could get a free flight, huh?
Yeah, but you got to renounce your U.S. citizenship and come through the border. So we had that. And then we learned that New York, did you hear about this, Lee? Because I know you were on vacation. Did you hear about New York paying illegal immigrants, no joke, $15,000 a pop?
Really?
Regular citizens only get $3,200, yeah. So what they did was they passed a bill with $4 billion worth of tax hikes, right?
Or New York State.
Yeah, New York State.
Okay.
And those would be paid for by the business owners that are left, because a third of businesses there have gone out of business.
Yeah, because
during
of the governor.
COVID. Yeah, and the governor. And by the way, that stat comes from New Yorker magazine, so it might be true. A third of business has already gone out of business. 80,000 businesses are at risk of not surviving the end of COVID. So Democrats looked at that and went, this is exactly the time for a tax hike.
Well, of course.
Right, because that would make sense. So they raised taxes by $4 billion. It's being paid for by what businesses are left and individuals. And that raised an additional $4 billion. They took $2 billion of that, Lee, and put it in a fund for the illegals to get $15,000 a person.
I got news for you. If you have raised taxes, you have not yet collected that revenue.
That's right.
So good luck on seeing that revenue. If you think for a second that the percentage of revenue will continue to come into the state at the same level at the prior tax rate, I got some Common Core math for you. We need to figure this out on. It ain't going to happen.
Well, here's some Common Core math for you. So $2 billion of the $4 billion generated allegedly, that allegedly will be generated, as you were pointing out, by the tax hike, is in the fund for the illegals, because it's not fair that they didn't get unemployment. But here's the thing. If you can't prove you've been working in New York for the last 6 months as an illegal, then they just give you $3,200 just for showing up. If you don't have any documentation, just get $3,200 like regular New Yorkers get, the $3,200. But the illegals get $15,000 if they can prove they've been working. Although Cuomo did this mind-boggling press conference, you know, the Governor Lee, where he said, but you know what? We're just not going to be able to spot document fraud. Yeah, we wish we could, but we can't. So we're going to have to do these payouts just knowing there's going to be massive document fraud. In other words, inviting illegals to commit massive document fraud to get the $15,000.
I wonder if any of that federal CARES Act money is going for this fund that they're using to pay these folks with.
Well, I mean, it all goes into the same pot, and then they put it in separate funds. So, I mean, I guess theoretically you could say, since it went to the legislature.
You've got to remember, though, that we are being told as a Republican-controlled state that we may not use any of those federal funds to lower taxes in the state.
Yeah. I don't know, but here's the kicker in New York. So $2 billion goes to illegals and $1 billion to small businesses.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you do is you get yourself on a plane, and they'll just waive those pesky requirements for ID that apply to actual Americans.
Sure.
They'll just get you on a plane. Go ahead, fly to New York. It's $15,000. I don't know why you wouldn't. In fact, if it was me, I'd start walking now. And if I lived in one of these countries, why not? Right. That means New York's going to cover the cost of your coyote, what, 10, 8 to 10 grand?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got plenty left over to start your life. So it's all good. So all that is going on. And meantime, I mean, can you believe Joe Biden flipped out over all those people, you know, going to the sports stadium, watch the Rangers in Texas?
Yeah, yeah.
Because this was a human rights atrocity because of COVID, right?
Mm.
All right. Well, I want you to hear how it is that Joe and Kamala are running these migrant camps for illegal immigrants. Listen to what they do with the COVID, right? Here's Senator John Barrasso, who went down there.
I watched them be tested for coronavirus. They had them in a courtyard. All of these young people, this is after they have been there. They're only allowed to be there for 3 days by law. You wouldn't want your own kids to be there for 3 minutes, but there many are staying there for up to 10 days. They're being tested the day that they leave. I put them all in the courtyard. They do the instant test. And then those that have been tested positive are just kind of moved to one side of the courtroom, those negative to the other of this courtyard. But I will tell you, Maria, they've all been exposed. And then they're sent all across the country.
So if you're catching that, they're in there for like 10 days together, all mixed up and literally on top of each other, right? Because
mm-hmm.
there's like 500 of them in a space meant for 33.
Yeah.
And then at the end, once they got them, you know, good and infected and mixed around, then they test them for COVID. And whether they test positive or not doesn't matter. They load them onto the planes. And they have the gall to lecture us. Well, you know, you can get together with a couple members of your family for the 4th of July, but no more than that. Oh, and you should not go to a baseball game or a Trump rally.
Well, of course.
I mean, there's this absolute hypocrisy of this whole thing. It's just unbelievable. So anyway, Jim Jordan went down there to the border. They did the blackout trip. Did you see this? They sent Mayorkas down there because now they got to pretend to care because last week, Abbott, the governor of Texas, stood in front of a facility and is like, we have reports that sexual abuse of children is going on in this facility behind me. So that was embarrassing. So they had to send Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Insecurity, down there to pretend to care. So but you know, they had a problem because the media was going to want to, you know, go with him. So they solved it by just blacking his trip out. The media couldn't come in, couldn't follow him, couldn't question him, couldn't do anything.
Great.
And he put statements out, so. I love this. To me, I mean, this is what the left is doing now. If it's inconvenient, just censor it and black it out.
Well, that's it. If it's, you know, if we don't talk about it, it didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, did you see this? Jason Whitlock, right? You know who he is. He's a black sports commentator, right? It's years on ESPN and other places. He is a prolific questioner of Black Lives Matter. He's not sure they actually represent black people. He thinks they represent white liberals and not very well. And so he criticized Patrice Cullors for her fourth mansion purchase.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's a co-founder of Black Lives Matter. And you know what happened? Twitter took his account.
Okay.
Said he had violated one of their rules, the rules on, you know, publishing property address locations.
Right.
But he didn't publish her address. He said what city the property was in and linked to an article about it. So he got canceled. So when the left can't explain why the leaders of Black Lives Matter are multimillionaires, because that's the kind of thing that normally leads to, like, a criminal investigation.
Yeah.
You know, like when it happens to Republicans, they just black it out and make it go away. So if you're a black person, understand you best not criticize white liberals or they will cancel you. That's where we are in this country. So what's got your goat? What really got you going last week? I know you couldn't tune it out. I try, but you can't.
I just happened to catch this, I believe it was over the weekend, where our Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, actually criticized China for being basically lying about what was going on with COVID-19, with the coronavirus. And I'm just sitting here incredulous. This is exactly what Donald Trump said, and you people called him xenophobic and a liar. Not you people that are listening, but of course I'm talking about Democrats, liberals, progressives, corporate America. I mean, whoever the heck else, the anti-Trumpers, all of them pulling out their hair, running around with their pants on fire, claiming that Donald Trump was a liar and xenophobic for saying that China lied about the coronavirus. And now our Secretary of State is saying the same thing on NBC News.
After our former CDC director said the same thing.
Yes, exactly.
And we're told we have to believe everything that comes out of the CDC, right? Everything is automatic science. So that means that COVID came out of the Wuhan facility, because that's exactly what Dr. Robert Redfield said.
And just it just continues to I don't know why it continues to amaze me, because we're seeing it repeated over and over and over again. The things that anything that Donald Trump said was an absolute lie. And if a Democrat or liberal says exactly the same thing about exactly the same topic, then it's true. And that can't be. It cannot be. It's just not possible.
And then Maria Bartiromo, the only one over the weekend on Fox Business to ask the question, if the CDC director says it came out of the Wuhan lab, then can we investigate that? Or now we're not going to believe CDC officials?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Who knows?
I don't know. This is so bizarre, these times we're living in. And it gets worse every day, I swear, with just the cancellations and the stuff going on. Did you see they're canceling Ron DeSantis yet, next, now?
Yeah, well, I saw the whole thing about the 60 Minutes hit piece.
Yeah,
But they basically lied about his record and got caught on it and are still not admitting that they were lying, and yet completely ignored their old buddy Andrew Cuomo and all the other folks up there.
Yeah, and what was the most hilarious part about the 60 Minutes thing was that it was Democrats who called them out in Florida, who were like,
right. I did see that, too. They said, no, this is not true. Democrats in Florida said this. You know why? Because those Democrats have to answer to their voters.
And they had all approved the use of Publix as a vaccine site.
Yeah.
They'd all also taken Publix money as well. And Publix gives money to all, they donate to most major politicians. It's just what they do. And
yeah.
So that's why the Democrats and DeSantis all had donations from
right.
Publix. And 60 Minutes didn't get around to really mentioning that Publix was actually the third site got the vaccine.
And that was one of the points that they were trying to make, and folks didn't watch it, because I don't watch 60 Minutes anymore because it's not worth my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, get
it's
it?
Fake.
60 Minutes, not worth my time. But anyway.
Yeah.
But that was
good, Lee. I that was,
thank you.
Yeah, like
how
you did
it. It was
that.
A timely joke, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. I'm done. No
I think
more.
You're just finished. We're all finished. We throw our hands in the air. Yeah. So anyway, crazy times.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Did you see the video of Pete Buttigieg? Yeah, he's the transportation secretary. And they just did a whole series on him. It's about a week ago, week and a half ago now. And how awesome he is because Pete, man, he's just trying to save the world from burning up. And so that's why he rides his bike to work. Even though he's the transportation secretary, he's the man of the people. All right. Well, a video has emerged of exactly how he rides his bike to work. You're going to love this. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. He has his security detail drive him most of the way to work with the bike in the back. Then he straps on his helmet about three blocks out. Oh, by the way, they haul him and the bike in a huge gas-guzzling SUV. And about three blocks from his destination, they let him out and he straps the helmet on, gets on the bike. And then his security detail follows him in the gas-guzzling SUV as he rides into work. Oh, my God. These people. It's so fake. I mean, y'all, seriously, to my trolls, you don't really think these people believe this stuff, do you? Global warming, climate change. Pete doesn't believe that, or he wouldn't have ridden in the gas-guzzling SUV in the first place. This is all a show. So it's just a show. It's all it is. And folks, after I want to play this. Speaking of a show, because it's the greatest show on earth, I want to play this. This is the media. Back when they were pretending that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. So I want you to hear, this is a montage of all the channels. We got this right, by the way. So if you were listening to this station, right away we knew it wasn't Russian disinformation. But the media lied to you. I want you to remember what that sounded like.
How do they know whether these needles are significant or whether these are the Russian disinformation put into the haystack?
This is very classic Russian disinformation tactic, which is to mix in things that look legitimate and maybe even are legitimate with things that are fake.
There are new questions about an unverified report targeting Joe Biden's son and new reporting about possible ties to a Russian disinformation effort aimed at influencing the U.S. election.
Experts say the emails cannot be authenticated. Some may have been altered or are fake.
We have no idea whether or not the emails are legitimate, but this whole operation looks right out of the Kremlin playbook. Hack and dump.
This is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers crave dirt on Vice President Biden, whether it's real or contrived, it doesn't matter to them. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears somehow.
Yeah, all that was a lie. And that last liar you heard there, he wasn't just any liar. He is the former director of national intelligence lying to you that it was Russian. It wasn't Russian. Russia is just what the Democrats use when they're lying to you about the origins of the laptop. And they had to lie about the origins of the laptop because if it was real, then that would have meant that Hunter's texts and emails on it about sharing the money with the big guy were real too. And that would have been a crime, seeing as that's the laundered money the FBI is investigating Hunter for laundering. See the problem there? It's a big problem. But we've got a bigger problem as a country. The extent of the lie. Remember over 50 intelligence officers signed that letter saying this was totally Russian disinformation? Just ignore what looks like evidence of Joe's crimes? Yeah, five of those were ex-CIA heads. Jaw-dropping, isn't it? It shows you how wide and deep the corruption is. And these are people who are among the most powerful on earth because of the intel they have access to. Intel on every single one of us. And they lied to you. all of them lied to you. That is terrifying. Just the extent of the lie. It's today's first epic rant by former director of national intelligence under Trump, John Ratcliffe, who also saw intelligence indicating the laptop was real, was Hunter's, and everything on it was his too, and went on television trying to tell everybody that because he was still the director of national intelligence. But the media ignored him and went with the 50 intel officials, including the lying CIA chiefs. Here's John Ratcliffe on Maria Bartiromo over the weekend.
John Ratcliffe, how does that happen? How do 50 officials say such a thing when you came here, you told us the truth?
To have 50 former Obama, Clinton, Biden national security officials come out after the director of national intelligence says that this is not true and promote a false narrative to protect Joe Biden and try and influence the outcome of the election, you know, that is the definition of politicizing intelligence. And people ask me all the time about election interference and election influence. And yeah, we need to be concerned about Russia and China and Iran. But there's no greater expression of that than what you just saw there. A completely false narrative. The intelligence community knew that this was not Russian disinformation, and law enforcement knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. There was an open investigation into that, and yet those officials, supported by a corporate media, ran a false narrative and misinformed the American people. The problem, Maria, is that with the exception of folks like you, very few people out in the media have accurately reported Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and those issues that were important that would have framed the outcome of the election.
He's being generous. They lied to you to cover up Joe's potential crimes. What looked like crimes by Joe Biden. Whole weekend went by. Nobody, not one media outlet raised the question. Those emails are real, and they say Joe took the money. Did Joe take the money? Nah, we don't want to know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the level of science-denying absurdity we have now come to. There's a major international endocrine society called the Endocrine Society. It's an international organization made up of over 18,000 endocrine clinical specialists, doctors, and researchers. Felt the need to release a scientific statement that asserts there are only two sexes, male and female. Look, don't get mad at me. I'm just reporting the news. So that's the Endocrine Society, international organization of over 18,000 medical doctors, endocrine clinical specialists and researchers, PhDs, doctors, scientists. Okay, and they say that there are only two sexes. Don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger. I know this is very controversial, but these people claim, and they're not wrong, that they would know Because, see, what endocrinologists do, they analyze you chemically. They claim, I know this is controversial, but these are scientists, so we have to listen to them, right? Because science is king. They claim that biological sex is measurable and is to be differentiated from gender identity. Oh, no. Can you cancel the whole society? I guess you probably could. I mean, this is, I don't know what they're going to do with it. This is probably why you didn't hear about this much over the weekend. They just buried it. The society actually felt a need to explain, and there is a need for this, to explain in a press release the quote, biological sex is real. Let that sink in for a minute. Biological sex, I know it's controversial. Biological sex is real. And there are only two sexes, male and female. And that even, you know, if you have surgery to change that, that, you know, when they pull your blood, you're still going to be male or female. That you could like measure that scientifically. It gets even crazier. All 18,000 endocrinologists. Okay, so the Endocrine Society then asserted that the two sexes are differentiated as females who have ovaries and produce eggs and males who have testes and produce sperm. And that this is true at the biological DNA chemical level. I'm just reading from the release. I'm just the messenger, okay? Folks, what does it say about the state of the world? That scientists, all 18,000 of them, endocrine researchers, feel the need to actually put this in writing to clarify. In mammals, they write, females typically have two X chromosomes and males typically have an XY chromosome. All sex differences in the zygote or fertilized egg stem from harboring two different sex chromosomes. Damn, I learned that like in the eighth grade. But I thought it was wrong, but now I'm learning that it's right. They continue. I just thought you'd find this fascinating. The Endocrinology Society continues to explain. Both sexes have all classes of reproductive hormones, such as estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, albeit, well, this is controversial, at different levels. Differences in sexual development may result in a person's biological sex. This is radical stuff. This is things you just really can't say. Hold on. I'm going to check Twitter and see if they still have their Twitter account, because this is not the kind of thing you can say, even if you've got science to back you up. You're just not allowed to say this anymore. So I don't know if they are still up and running or what. Let's just see a level of absurdity, folks. Medical doctor Will Malone, a member of the Endocrine Society, then tweeted, in a highly controversial tweet, quote, important new endocrine society statement, biological sex is real, wow, measurable, and dichotomous. He puts in parentheses, only two sexes, not a spectrum. Oh, boy. Yeah, and he's a doctor. Maybe not for long. Anyway, so, the Endocrine Society, I just wanted to put that on the record so that you would know that some scientists at the Endocrine Society who have, you know, probably much more advanced degrees than most of us are saying there's only two sexes. So, it's like, I don't want to offend anybody, but they are scientists. So, I just thought, all right, they'll probably be canceled by the end of the day. But I thought you'd find it interesting to know that. There's only
and the
two
reason that I
sexes, they say. Okay. Meanwhile, back to the laptop that we were told was not Hunter Biden's laptop, but was Russian disinformation, but turns out they all lied. By the way, anybody who told you, and that would be every mainstream media outlet, that it was Russian disinformation, not really Hunter's laptop, you should completely disregard anything they say in the future. Because you know what? The UK Daily Mail proved it's possible to look at the laptop and figure out if it's real, because they did. They did. And Maria Bartiromo, the only honest journalist this weekend to ask the questions that should be asked in light of this.
We still have not seen a cohesive policy against the bad behavior of the CCP from this administration. We're waiting for that. But if you were to see some of the business deals that Joe Biden's son Hunter had with Chinese companies, there would be real ramifications. What should have happened to Hunter Biden now that those emails were public that said 10% for the big guy? Is there a conflict of interest? Does the American people need to understand more the relationship between the Biden family and the Chinese Communist Party?
Yeah, I'd say so. See, but the media can't ask about this because there's evidence of a crime here, and it involves Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. See, so yeah, can't ask any questions about that because that's a problem. That's a problem because if Joe took that money, that's a crime. It was a crime when Hunter took it. At the point Joe would have taken it, according to Hunter, it would be laundered money. Which, gosh darn, is strange because that's exactly what Ukraine told us. Remember that? When the Ukrainian officials, their MPs from their, you know, basically their equivalent of our Congress, said that the Democrats had taken money stolen from Ukraine and had laundered it. And they specifically pointed to the Bidens and Hunter as those who took the laundered money. Isn't that weird? And the media just pretended Ukraine never did that. And now we have Hunter in his own words that we know are really his own words saying his dad took the money. Just like the Ukrainians said he did. Huh, it's weird. But I'm sure that nothing will ever come of it, so we don't need to dig into it. But it'd be sure nice if somebody would ask the questions. You know, we got a lot of gators in this state. Yeah, you don't see them so much up here, obviously, but down south you do, where I used to live. I just wonder what they eat. They look so well-fed. And when I lived in Charleston, they would just walk through the neighborhood like they owned the place. No fear whatsoever. And they pretty much did. And everybody come out and watch. And they just go right down the street like, you know, nobody's business. You ever wonder those things? And they'd be like, you're big and fat, too. Like they just, and you wonder like, wow, what is out there in the swamp that, you know, makes him that way? Well, now we got an idea. A guy killed down in Ravenel, South Carolina. A 12-foot, 445-pound gator. Yeah. Took one of those bobcat things to lift it. Anyway, he wanted to answer that question too. And so he transported the creature to Cordray's to have it processed. And he made an unusual request instead of just stuffing the thing, processing it. He said, I want to know what's in its stomach. Normally they don't check. They just throw it out. Well, here's what was in its stomach. Apparently, among the things they eat, bobcat and dog. They found 5 separate dog tags in the thing's stomach. And they pulled them out. They called the owners of the dogs. One of them said, yeah, that was from one of his deer dogs. He had had at least 24 years before on the property. He said, yeah, my deer dogs sometimes would go missing. I guess the gators got them. 5 dogs. It's a lot of food. Yeah. And they found bobcat teeth and claws inside the thing, which is interesting. A bullet jacket. I bet you that's like something got shot. You know, maybe deer or something and they ate the deer. A bullet jacket, a spark plug, because those are tasty, and loads of turtle shells. And again, several bobcat claws and teeth inside. Just that, and that's just the stomach of the thing. Wow. Bobcat versus gator. Okay, I guess bobcat loses. We know now. Anyway, interesting stuff, right? Also, the Levi's, this is great. I hope this catches on. Levi's has announced that we are in a new denim cycle and skinny jeans are out, wide legs are in. I don't know if people going to, I don't know if that's going to catch up. I've had enough of the skinny jeans. I don't care about them on women. They're fine. But men, nah, that ain't right. So hoping this catches on, because you know I've been at war with the skinny jeans for many years now. I've been losing. I drive by the bus stop. There's little boys in them. They're 15. They're little birdie legs, skinnier than the girls, and they got those tight jeans on. Oh, God, it's all wrong. Texter writes, LOL, I thought you said we have a lot of haters in this state, but you meant gators. Yeah, I did. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I do extreme bass fishing on HHI, and the gators chase my fish and me. Take someone you don't like, and maybe the gator will get him. Well, I don't know. Well, that's cool, extreme bass fishing. Texter writes, in sports, we say it's not the X's and O's, but the Jimmy and Joe's. But now, with these doctors verifying scientifically what we already knew, we can now say it's not the X's and the O's, but the Jimmy's and Flo's. The Tennessee Tiger. Out of Greenville. Anyway, Texter writes, hey, Tira, because of Black Lives Matter, Chauvin is toast. He will be convicted no matter the evidence. I think so, too. Now, the Texter writes, hey, Tira, sounds like the Endocrine Society is about to get canceled. Yeah, a bunch of scientists put out a statement saying there are only two, you know, biological sexes, and you can't say that kind of thing, even if you have biological proof, which they presented. No one will care, though. Texter writes, hey, Tara, bobcat versus gator is cool, but what about gorilla versus lion or bear? I think there's videos for all this on YouTube. You can get lost in it. What if a gator took on a croc? What if a, yeah, I know. Texter writes, give it a minute, Tara. Those doctors with the Endocrine Society will issue an apology. No one stands for anything anymore. Now, the Texter writes, you have to quit sharing truth on your show. There are people out here that just can't handle the truth. I know. They're probably on your lawn, sir. Go ahead and get them off. Another Texter writes, can't we just follow the science? Oh, did you see the Today Show committing a random actual act of journalism, admitting what I have been telling you here for weeks, that it's the weirdest thing? The hardcore blue lockdown states have higher case and death rates from COVID than those that are just open. And no one can understand because the media said you were a murderer if you didn't lock your state down. And it's not true? Nope. And even the Today Show can't figure it out.
Call it a COVID conundrum. In states with the strictest measures in the country, like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and much of New England, cases are on the rise. While
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.